the devil's advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. Evan, do we have the guest? We have the guest. Great. Former U.S. Senate candidate Tom Nelson. I think he's still the Outagamie County executive, and I hope he's still a friend of ours. Tom Nelson, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Tom.
Yes. Although I might say this, I'm a little bit disappointed because I thought that you would honor my exit from the U.S. Senate race with some AC/DC bumper music, but it wasn't to be.
Maybe on the way out, Tom. Asked, huh? That's right, man. Evan will hook you up.
I'm just kidding.
Now, Tom, I've still got the ceremonial spotted cow here in the cabinet. You do? Gave me the beer, Tom. Yeah, maybe we can auction it off, retire some of the campaign debt or something. Or, you know, if you just need a cold one, Tom, I'll throw her in the fridge. But I have separated that from the drinkable beer here at the studio. Yes, Tom, I have your prop beer, man. It was a damn good speech at the DPW.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Meant every word of it, too. You know, I think in a lot of ways that just kind of summed up the campaign and what we've been trying to do for the last year and a half, 2 years. And, you know, we got in early because I don't have millions of dollars, and I think the most valuable resource in a campaign is actually not money, but it's time, because you never get it back. And so we got in early for a couple of reasons. One, we wanted to leverage the time as much as we had to build the best grassroots organization as possible, which I believe we did. Oh, and push comes to shove, in some instances, a lot of instances, it really does come down to money. I mean, I've run successfully in campaigns, underdog campaigns, getting outspent 3-1, even 4-1. But if you looked at what was being spent on TV, look, I mean, I was getting beat 30-1. I would spend 30-1. So at some point, it just gets to be a little out of control. But probably the campaign we ran, I think we brought some very good issues out there, issues that I don't think would have been talked about had we not been there. Issues like my food sovereignty plan, national industrial strategy, pushing hard on Medicare for All, Green New Deal, PRO Act, and so forth.
So, Tom, we're so close to the primary. Why not just leave yourself in the race, you know, scale it back, do what you got to do, but why not just throw the dice and see where you end up, sir?
Well, a couple of things. Yeah, I could have done that, but when I said I ran out of money, like, we don't have any money. And we were either going to run around for 2 weeks, hopefully getting some earned media, or we would look at where we are at the polls, around 7 or 8%, look at the fact that this was a tight race, is a tight race, where in the last Marquette poll, Mandel was only up by 4 or 5 points, thinking my 7 or 8 points, well, that can bring him outside of the margin of error. And, you know, Mandela, you know, he wasn't my first choice, of course. That's why I ran. But I think that he's a strong candidate, and I think he's in a good position to win the nomination. I'd like to think that our endorsement is going to contribute something to his race and maybe get him the biggest number possible so that when he gets out of the primary and he's nominated, we get the strongest number possible, the biggest number possible for votes, and that he's that much stronger going into the general. I got a lot of questions like this on social media. But, you know, why didn't you go out for another couple more weeks? And I said, yeah, we could have done that, though. I don't think we had a path. And at the end of the day, campaigns are not about the candidate. They're about the people and how to make their lives a little better, a little easier. And so I think this was the smart move. This was the smart play because Mandela's progressive. We put some extra points behind him, and it should get enough to get him out of the primary on track to beat Johnson in November.
Tom, does it feel like, it feels to me like Mandela is catching all the momentum currently, whether it's your exit from the race, whether it's Elizabeth Warren coming to Madison in Milwaukee and campaigning for the guy, whether it's the Bernie Sanders endorsement. I know you were a Bernie delegate and would have been nice, Tom, that would have been a big feather in your hat and maybe would have given new life to your campaign. But Mandela's claiming the mantle as a progressive. Do you think he is a progressive? And obviously you've endorsed the man, but I know it's still new, Tom, but are you okay with Bernie Sanders endorsing a guy like Mandela Barnes, same as you now have?
Well, look, it's like what Harry Truman said. If you want a friend in politics, get a dog. I actually have two dogs. And I think it's important not to take these things personal. He had his reasons. Liz Warren had her reasons. Susan Action had their reason, on and on. And I think for people who are serious about races like this, you're going to pick and choose sides. But you're right. I mean, I was a Bernie Sanders delegate. He went with Mandela. And the writing on the wall became more and more glaringly obvious. And at the end of the day, this is about beating Ron Johnson, getting a new voice back in Washington. I think Mandela's best position to win the primary, go on and win in the general. And this is a very, very, very important race. We've got to get this right. We've got to get the strongest candidate. And then we all have to get behind the nominee and work twice as hard as we did when we were campaigning ourselves.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Outagamie County executive and former U.S. senatorial candidate Tom Nelson joining us. Tom, I just got to say, very gracious exit. I appreciate the strategy and I appreciate you putting the people, as you mentioned, ahead of the candidacy and getting behind, as the leader right now, and a man who represents many of the things that you do as well, Mandela Barnes. You know, that percentages that you bring over could certainly push him over the edge with the margin of error in the polling and certainly at the polls. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that, you saying that and doing it at this time. Now, my understanding is you are still printed on the ballots, Tom. Is that correct?
Yes.
And will you go out for and stump for Mr. Barnes?
I told Mandela, I told his campaign, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. You know, this is not a perfunctory endorsement where you can use my name, whatever. In fact, I've just been going back and forth with his campaign team about how I can cut a new ad for you guys where I'm talking about Mandela, because there's probably some legal disclaimer stuff. So that's one example, and yeah, there's going to be many more. I know that, and I've said this again and again for the last 2 years, which is the Fox Valley is key for winning statewide elections.
Yeah.
General election, and that's still the case. So he's going to need a strong ally here. I have offered my support, whatever you need. You need a stumper. You need someone to dial for dollars. You need someone to write a really cool TV ad like we did again and again for the last 18 months. I can do it. Sign me up.
Tom, and you got leading into my next question/observation. You know, the Fox Valley, and of course, you know, I grew up there, and I think it is very representative of the entire state. You know, Milwaukee and Madison is certainly more Democratic and outstate more Republican. But, you know, is the market in Fox Valley is so super purple, and you've been successful there as an Outagamie County executive, as a legislature as well. How important is it? Well, you mentioned it's important. How do you engage it? How do you think that particular area can be pulled towards Mandela Barnes in this race?
Well, I think he's got I think he's put the right foot forward. My experience knocking on the doors of knocking on 70,000 doors in Outagamie County, Peter Brown County, and a little bit of Shawnee County, people want to focus on bread and butter issues. And that was the signature issue for the old school progressive Wisconsin Democrats, where you spoke to economic issues, whether it was farm policy, making sure that we have good legislation, good laws, like price parity for milking so that we can have strong family farms, having strong labor unions so that we've got good manufacturing jobs, making sure that we've got good family-supporting jobs, focusing on those kind of issues. That is how you get beyond all of this divisive junk that the Republicans throw at you. And I think Mandela is continuing to do a good job in this, because the closing ad that he just released for his primary speaks to manufacturing, speaks to making the USA, and how we need to take important steps in Washington to strengthen Wisconsin manufacturing. And his background, growing up in a union household, his dad worked for UAW. I mean, that's a manufacturing union, of course. He's got that part of his DNA. And so he's got the right he's got the right issues, he's speaking the right message, and he's got the good, and he's got a great background and testimonial to talk about this.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. We got a big guest. He is Tom Nelson. He has stepped down from the U.S. Senate race. He's still the Outagamie County executive, still a friend of ours. We appreciate you coming around, Tom. Strange dynamic in this race. And what I mean by that is almost too many candidates. And I mean, I like the fact that there are so many strong Democrats in the state of Wisconsin, but I feel like every single one of them got into the same column, Tom. They all ran for the U.S. Senate. And it makes it really hard for a guy like you, no doubt, to earn the media when there's 11 other candidates or whatever the latest math is. But But here's my question, Tom. You alluded to the fact it's hard to compete with the money. Do you take any solace in the fact it seems like no matter how much money one of these candidates, or perhaps two of these candidates, use of their own wealth to fund their campaigns, they still apparently, at least to the my trajectory, they're going to fall short of Mandela Barnes. I mean, I'd like to think money doesn't buy a Senate seat, but does money buy a Senate seat? Seems like it bought one for Ron Johnson.
Yeah, it worked for Ron Johnson. It worked for a couple of candidates, but you're very right. And I mentioned this a lot on the, you know, talking to supporters on the phone, going on the stump, and people saying the same thing. You're going up against a millionaire and a billionaire. How are you going to do that? And my answer was the political graveyard is filled with people who thought that they could buy elections. And I believe that's going to happen in this case because it's one big reason why I got behind Mandela. I think he's in a great position to win. I think he's in a better position to win today than he was yesterday. And he's got a great story, and he's the one person left now that's not trying to buy this election. And I think that's something that we have to support. But when you're trying to break through this clutter, and two components of this clutter are worth millions and millions of dollars, that makes it very difficult for just a little county executive from the Fox Valley, a pastor's kid, to cut through some of this. So it was very difficult, but it was certainly worth the fight. Like I said, I think we brought some very good issues to the front that the group is talking about. David Dan, who is the editor for the American Prospect, he sent out a tweet today, you know, saying you should, you know, sorry that you dropped out. But I made a note because his signature issue is antitrust issues. And I started talking about that a year and a half ago. No one else was talking about it. The last gathering we had at a picnic, all four of the candidates talked about anti-monopoly behavior, antitrust. I mean, you think that this is kind of these technical, non-sexy things, but antitrust is a very, very, very big component of income inequality. And it's the bookend to taxing the rich because it's how you allow corporate power to consolidate and to get so powerful. So that's another, you know, example of an issue that I think is important that we help to throw some light on. And hopefully, when Mandela gets nomination, he gets to Washington, that he'll continue to speak out strongly on that issue.
You know, Tom, my greatest fear when Mandela Barnes announced for the U.S. Senate was, you know, he was a very dynamic partner to Tony Evers on the ballot last time. And it wasn't exactly like it was a blowout. 31,000 votes approximately that Evers and Mandela Barnes beat Clayfish and Walker by. And I was worried. I think to myself, Mandela could theoretically lift the ticket. He puts a younger face, a more diverse face on the ticket. Tom, I'm still hopeful for those things. But, I mean, the Democratic Party might have caught a break if Mandela is indeed the nominee, Tom. You know, it might have been a tougher ticket if it was a couple of, you know, white guys.
Well, you know, part of my candidacy that I've been pitching for the last 20 months was how the Fox Valley is a very important part of the state, as far as how to win a statewide election. And I also maintain that in a purple state like Wisconsin, there's no such thing as a base election, that you have to flip these red parts. And that's another reason why I'm going to work hard for Mandela, because he's going to have to do well up here. And
well, Obama did it, Tom. Obama did it. Can I sorry, we're short on time here, but is race an issue trying to get elected outstate?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is, because you just gave a really good example. What people look for is they look for people that, for candidates that listen, that understand the issues, that can relate to their experience and focus on bread and butter issues that are going to make a difference in people's lives, to not get distracted by all this stuff, all this divisive stuff Republicans throw at you, but to focus on economics.
Tom Nelson, thank you so very much. Former senatorial candidate, now endorsing Mandela Barnes, our friend. We are the Devil's Advocate. Come back. We'll be right back.
You will have saved the lives of millions of registered voters.